हाय, दिस इज़ विकास दुबे, बी ए पार्ट टू फैकल्टी ऑफ सोशल साइंस. लुक बैक इन एंगर एक्ट थर्ड सेकेंड सीन सेकेंड. क्रिटिकल कमेंट्स. द सेम ओल्ड एटमोसफियर. सेवरल मंथ्स हैव पास्ड आफ्टर एलिसन्स लीविंग. वंस अगेन अ संडे इवनिंग इज सोन. एलिसन्स पर्सनल बिलोंगिंग्स सच एज हर मेकअप आर्टिकल्स ऑन द ड्रेसिंग टेबल हैव बीन रिप्लेस्ड बाई हेलेनाज. जिमी एंड Cliff, as usual, are sitting stretched at their respective armchairs, absorbed in the Sunday newspapers. The only difference is Helena, in place of Allison, is busy ironing clothes on the ironing board. As the scene opens, Cliff complains about Jimmy's pipe. Jimmy asks him to shut up and says that Cliff himself stinks. Then Jimmy asks if Helena is annoyed by his pipe smoking. Helena replies that she quite likes the smell of the pipe. Jimmy's tirade against sacrificial killings. Jimmy asks Cliff if he has read about the grotesque and evil practices going on the Midlands as reported in the newspaper. Cliff has not gone through the news item. Jimmy explains that some people have been indulging in midnight invocations to the Coptic goodness of fertility. In a grotesque act, one of the devotees killed a white young cock and drank its blood as a part of the ceremony. Jimmy sarcastically comments if the other devotees are following the same act, then those in poultry business must be earning a lot of money. He then says that Mrs. Drury perhaps performed this kind of rituals on Sunday evenings and asks Helena if she is also interested in this kind of sacrificial killing. Helena laughs and, in the jocular mood, replies, "Not lately." Continuing his bantering talk, Jimmy says that somebody has been practicing to black him and stitching pin to his waxen image for years. Then suddenly, as if he had found out, says that it must be Allison's mother who has been trying to torment him. Helena suggests, why does he not do the same thing to her? Jimmy teases Cliff and says that for a start, they could roast Cliff over the gas stove, provided they can afford to burn so much gas that will be needed for the purpose. It would be a good thing to spend the autumn's evening. According to Jimmy, the whole point of a sacrifice is that one gives up something he never really wanted in the first place. They give up things which they were incapable of ever really wanting. So their giving up of those things is by no means an act of sacrifice, and they do not deserve any admiration for that. Jimmy turns to Cliff and says that Cliff is most suited for a sacrificial offering. He then again says that Cliff's blood would not be as suitable as it is of the common variety. Helena's blood would be more suitable to invoke the Coptic goodness of fertility. Jimmy's contempt for religious observances. Jimmy refers to the absurd news items published in the newspapers. Helena laughs, hearing Jimmy talking in a jocular manner about all these news items. Jimmy asks the reason for Helena's laughing. Helena replies that she is beginning to get used to him. Earlier, she never could understand his mood when he was serious and when not between their light talk. Jimmy asks Helena if she will be going to the church when Helena replies in negative. He says that he has lately seen an evil look in her eyes. This may be because she is leading a sinful life with him as his mistress. He asks her whether she had been talking to the person the previous day, to which Helena gives an affirmative reply. Jimmy then asks her if this kind of spiritual exercise would have some beneficial effect on a man like him. Jimmy says that he has been a liberal, skinny weakling who was secret of revealing his inner self, but now everyone can see his true self. Both Cliff and Helena ask him to change the topic. Cliff plans to start on his own. Jimmy, in a playful mood, says that he has thought a new title for his song. The title is My Mother's in the Madhouse. That's why I am in love with you. Then they perform a comic act, each speaking his lines by turns, and Helena too joins them. Both Jimmy and Cliff then gets involved in a mock-friendly fight. Eventually, Jimmy pushes Cliff and Cliff's shirt gets dirty. Cliff grumbles and Helena offers to wash it for him. As Helena leaves the room to wash Cliff's shirt, Jimmy asks Cliff whether it is a fact that he does not care for Helena. Cliff hesitated and replies that at one time Jimmy himself did not approve of her. Cliff then says that he is planning to leave that place and try his luck somewhere else. Cliff says that for a highly educated man like Jimmy, the sweet stall is not bad proposition, but Cliff needs something better. Jimmy says that Cliff is free to do as he likes. Cliff then adds that there is another reason for his planning to leave. Helena has more work to do with two men living in the house. It would be easier for her if she has to look after Jimmy only. Cliff further says that it was time he should find a girl and settle down. Jimmy humorously agrees and adds that but he cannot think of a girl who would be stupid enough to marry Cliff. Perhaps Helena might be able to find a girl who would suit Cliff, a girl with lots of money but no brains. Cliff does not have any definite plan. Jimmy tells Cliff that he would not be able to survive even for 5 minutes without Jimmy's guidance and support. Jimmy then expresses his fear that some domineering women might marry him and exploit him by living off his earnings. Cliff heckles and agrees that he is stupid enough to fall for that kind of woman. Jimmy is hurt and says to himself that he seems to spend his life saying goodbye. Jimmy says that Cliff has been a loyal, generous and good friend, but it is funny that he is quite prepared for Cliff's decision to leave to start a new life. Jimmy then complains that he wants from the dead girl, Helena, something which she is incapable of giving him. Jimmy says that Cliff is worth half a dozen Helena's to him, and yet he is going to keep Helena and let go his best friend. Perhaps even Cliff in Jimmy's place would have acted in a similar manner. Then in a long speech he criticizes women for bleeding men to death. He concludes his speech saying that there is nothing left for men except to let thousands to be butchered by the women. Then Helena returns with Cliff's shirt. Jimmy tells Helena about Cliff's decision. She says that she already knows. Both Helena and Jimmy are sorry regarding Cliff's decision to leave them to start on his own. A tender scene of love between Jimmy and Helena. Jimmy then asks Helena to come closer to him. Helena comes and begins to caress his head and neck. Jimmy appreciated her caress and says that she has always taken initiative to show her affection for him. Moreover, she did not expect anything in return from him. Helena says that she loves him. Jimmy admits that she loves him and sarcastically says that perhaps she is filled with pride and she has won a victory over him and has acquired a hold on him. He says Jimmy is tired of putting up of any resistance. Then there comes a very intimate scene where both the lovers reciprocated to each other's love. He pleads to her not to let anything go wrong between them. Helena then moves away, promising to change out one of his shirt. Then suddenly the doors open and Alicia enters, quietly saying hello. Jimmy tells Helena that a friend of hers has come to visit her. The identical setting of the scene with Act 1. The setting at the beginning of this scene is almost the same as that At the beginning of Act 1, Jimmy and Cliff stretches at their respective armchairs, reading newspaper and Jimmy complaining about the news items. The only difference is Helena has taken Allison's place and is seen ironing clothes wearing one of Jimmy's old shirts. Even their talks regarding the pipe smoking reminds us about the beginning of Act 1. Though the setting is identical, it is marked by irony. Helena, who advised Allison to leave Jimmy, fearing about her welfare, now have replaced her in Jimmy's heart and mind. She has taken Allison's place in the household and is seen doing the chores which were previously done by Allison, like ironing clothes, etc. Cliff's decision to leave Jimmy and Helena to start a new life on his own contributes to the development in the plot. He says that he would like to try his luck on something other than the sweetest doll. He needs to do something better. He says that Helena has more work to do with him around in the house. The most plausible reason of his decision is he wants to settle down and get married. Jimmy is sad at the prospect of leaving a loyal friend but approves his decision. Jimmy teases Cliff and says that he cannot think of any woman who would be stupid enough to marry Cliff. The mutual relationship of love between Jimmy and Helena. The stage direction indicates that after a gap of several months of Allison's departure, Helena has been staying with Jimmy as his mistress. The doubt that arose in our minds in the preceding scene still persists regarding Helena's motive, whether she deliberately sent away Allison to have Jimmy for herself or her affair with Jimmy started on purely impulsive note. We are totally clueless to it, but whatever the reason, she shared a harmonious relationship with Jimmy. They had wonderfully adapted themselves to each other, and the bitterness and hatred that existed between the two have ravaged completely. Towards the end, the two are shown in a very intimate posture, and the talk between them indicate the extent of their intimacy. Allison's return and unexpected development. The unexpected and sudden return of Allison gives a new twist to the development of the play. Her sudden entry is surprising and has a tremendous dramatic effect. Just after the intimate scene between Jimmy and Helena, when they vowed not to let anything go wrong between them, Jimmy goes towards the door, but before he reaches the door, it opens and Allison enters, looking pale and untidy. Her wearing a raincoat, there is a stern pause after which Allison quietly greets him. Jimmy does not reply and after a moment says to Helena that a friend of hers has come to see her. He goes out quickly and the two women are left looking at each other. Jimmy's venomous assault. In this scene, Jimmy seems to be having a good time with Helena, though his venomous onslaught have not stopped altogether. He does not stop criticizing people and their practices. He criticizes the evil practices of making sacrifices to invoke goddesses. At midnight, Jimmy mocks that his landlady must be performing such absurd rituals every Sunday evening. Jimmy even brings his favorite subject of criticism, Allison's mother, and says that the old lady must have been sticking pins to his wax image to torture him. In a jocular mood, he teasingly says that both Cliff and Helena would make a great sacrificial offering. Allison regrets her coming back. A few minutes after, Allison returns, for Jimmy is heard playing on his trumpet. In landing, Helena and Allison are talking about Jimmy's pipe smoking. Helena offers Allison a cup of tea. Allison then apologizes for coming back and says that it was an act of madness on her part to come back like this. She regrets for her act of coming back and says that it was cruel and unfair on her part to do so. She wanted to come on so many occasions, but every time at the last moment she desisted from taking such a step. In the past few months, she has thought of the evenings she used to spend here in the rooms. On seeing how repentant Alicia was, Helena assures her and says that she had taken the right step by coming there. She, as Jimmy's legitimate wife, has more right to do there than Helena herself. Alicia does not agree and asks Helena not to read out the code of conduct from the book of rules. But Helena insists that as Jimmy's wife, Alicia had every right to be there. At this point, Alicia interrupts Helena, saying that she had given up believing in the sanctity of marriage long time ago. According to her, a marriage can last only if the two partners can adjust themselves to each other. If one starts bullying her husband, she is sure to be thrown out like herself. She pleads to her Helena not take her as a blackmailer. She has acted foolishly by coming here and detests herself for it. She makes it clear that she has not come here to gain anything. Helena feels guilty. Alison persuades Helena that she has come only out of some morbid curiosity or some similar feeling and not with an intention to separate Jimmy and Helena. Helena replies that she believes Alison, but the whole thing's her relationship with Jimmy. Their living together seems more wrong and terrible than ever. Alison had every right to reproach her, to be outraged with Helena, but since she did neither reproach her nor is angry with her, it makes her feel all the more guilty. Alison, to lighten Helena's guilt, says that Helena is talking as if Helena fiercely hits back at Alicia and says that a husband is not like a book or some object which a woman can pass around to anyone who wants it for a little while. Helena asserts that she still believes in right and wrong. Although she has spent several months in the madhouse, she never forgot the difference between right and wrong. Helena decides to end her relationship with Jimmy. Helena makes an interesting comment on Jimmy. She says that she has found out what was wrong with Jimmy. According to her, Jimmy was born out of his time and there is no place for people like Jimmy any longer, either in sex, politics or anything else. That is why he is so futile. Helena feels that Jimmy thinks he is still in the middle of the French Revolution. He is not sure about his own position, where he is or where he is heading to. Helena says that he will never achieve anything. Helena then announces that her affair with Jimmy is over. She says that as soon as she saw Alison, she realized her mistake and knew that she had to get out. She repents her doing and says that neither Jimmy nor anyone else in the world can convince her that she had been right. She admits that she and Jimmy belong to different worlds, completely opposite to each other, and going to bed together would not change the situation. Helena says that she believes in good and evil and she has committed a crime by her own belief. In reply to Alicia's question, Helena tells her that she is going to leave him. She tells Alicia that she is leaving Jimmy, not as an act of sacrifice to restore their marital life, but only because she feels guilty. Whether Alicia comes back to Jimmy or not is her personal matter. She concludes saying that she had already given Alicia enough advice regarding this. Alicia exclaims that Jimmy will have no one. To this, Helena replies that Jimmy would find someone. But as for herself, she knew everything was over between herself and Jimmy. The moment she saw Allison standing at the door looking ill and tired, she interprets the loss of Allison's baby in miscarriage as a divine judgment on them all. Allison disagrees and says the loss of the child is a simple fact, not a divine judgment. But this time, the sound of the trumpet gets louder than before. Allison urges Helena not to leave Jimmy as he needs her. Helena asks Allison if she really thinks so. Allison replies that perhaps none of them were the right kind of women. Jimmy wants a different kind of woman, perhaps a kind to cross between a mother and a Greek courtesan, a hench woman, a mixture of Cleopatra and Boswell. Helena feels irritated by the sound of the trumpet, opens the door and shouts at Jimmy to stop the noise. She calls him inside, but he is reluctant to come as Allison was represent. Allison rises to leave, but Helena stops her.
जा रहे क्या जी करेंगे नहीं
Jimmy criticizes Helena's nature. Jimmy enters and Helena tries to explain about Allison's condition. Jimmy replies that he can see for himself what has happened. Helena asks him if Allison's miscarriage does not mean anything to him. He replies that it was his child too and says that it was not the first misfortune in his life. Jimmy then asks Helena what Allison was doing there. Helena reprimands him for being rude, especially in view of Allison's wretched condition. Then Helena announces about her decision to leave Jimmy. She tries to convince Jimmy that her decision is entirely hers and Allison has nothing to do with it. Helena explains that she had suddenly realized what she had known all along, that it was wrong on by par to live with Jimmy. She, however, assures Jimmy that she loved him and will never love anyone else as she has loved him. But she adds that she cannot go on living here anymore and suffer like Allison has suffered. Turning to Allison, then she says that if Allison wants to go back, she can arrange for her to stay in a hotel as she was not in condition to make another journey. Helena herself would maybe be leaving in about half an hour. She turns towards the door, but Jimmy's voice stops her. Jimmy, in a low and resigned voice, says that everybody wants to escape from the harsh reality, from the pain of being alive, and even more from love. He says that he always anticipated some problem like this would turn up. Somebody like an ill wife, Helena, with her dedicated feeling, will not be able to face the situation. He tells Helena not to deceive herself about love. He accuses her of being feeble and weak and says that loving is beyond her fickle nature. Love, he says, demands strength and courage, which Helena lacks. He tells her sarcastically to abandon her worldly life and become a saint if she cannot bear the thought of messing up her soul by her conscience. He accusingly says that Helena can never live like a human being in this world. Helena looks at him for a moment and determined as she goes out quickly. Jimmy's grievances against Allison. After leaving Jimmy, Helena looks shaken. He avoids Allison's eyes, crosses to the window and bangs his fist against the frame. Allison breaks the silence by saying that she was sorry. She was about to go when Jimmy's voice stops her. He accuses her of being callous and hurting him by not sending flowers to Mrs. Tanner's funeral. He says that there is too much injustice in the world. The wrong people so go hungry. The wrong people are loved and the wrong people are dying. He turns to face Allison and continues his anguish. He says that he has always believed that a man with a tremendous energy of mind and spirits look for a companion with a similar energy, but one rarely finds such a companion. A man of this kind unusually finds himself lovely, like the old bear, which goes his own way in the dark forest without other to give him company or comfort him. The voice that ifs but out in pains does not necessarily belong to weak creatures. Jimmy then recalls the first night he saw her at a party. He had kept watching her all the time, as she seemed to be someone with a wonderful relaxation of spirit. On seeing her, he felt as if he had found the person he had been looking for. It was only after the marriage he discovered that she actually lacked the quality of relaxation of spirit. He says that in order to have relaxation of spirit, one has to be really strong. First, one has to undergo the pain of sufferings. Only then one can achieve the power to relax. And as far as Alison was concerned, she never has had any experience of misfortune. She has never suffered, so did not possess the strength for relaxation of spirit. He sadly says that he may be a lost cause, but if she had really loved him, it would not have mattered. Awakening of Helena's conscience. A dramatic and unexpected turn of event occurs in the last scene of the last act. Alison's return makes the church-going Helena conscious of her guilt. Seeing Alison, she feels the pricks of conscience that her relationship with Jimmy is purely illegitimate and unethical. She decides to leave Jimmy, as a strong sense of wrongdoing overcomes her. She feels guilty of unscrupulously usurping Alison's place in the house. She frankly tells Alison that she is not sacrificing for Alison's sake, and it would be foolish on Alison's part to come back to Jimmy. In spite of her love, in her great love for Jimmy, she is determined to go away from him. Irony in Alison's return. This scene remarks a definite development in the character of Alison. She returns looking ill and haggard. She repeatedly tries to convince Helena that her intention to returning was not to interfere in their relationship. She finds herself in an awkward position and regrets for having come here. Though she regrets and apologizes to Helena for her unexpected return, yet her longing for a reunion with Jimmy cannot be overruled. Towards the end, she even admits her past mistakes. I was wrong. I don't want to be neutral. I don't want to be a saint. I want to be a lost cause. After telling Jimmy about her tragic miscarriage, she says to him, "Don't you say, I am in the mud at last. I am crawling. And she collapses at his feet. She surrenders herself completely to Jimmy. A few months of separation had brought a great change in Alison. She had suffered the tragic loss of her child through miscarriage and her suffering, and made her humble. The development in Jimmy's character. Through the whole play, Jimmy, with a few exceptional scenes, is projected as an angry young man, dissatisfied with everything around him. He wages a constant battle of criticism against everybody. Seeing Alison return, he refuses to talk to her and plays on his trumpet to show his disapproval and annoyance. On learning about Helena's decision to leave him on moral ground, he becomes distressed. He accuses Helena escaping from the pain of being alive. After Helena's departure, he turns to Alison and complains to her for not sending flowers for Mrs. Tanner's funeral, and adds that she loves to hurt him. Helena's realization of her wrongdoing and her desertion of Jimmy paves the way of reconciliation between Jimmy and Alison. Giving an account of her tragic miscarriage and the consequent suffering, Alison breaks down and weeps. The sensitive and emotional side of Jimmy comes to the fore. He consoles her and pleads her not to cry, for he cannot bear to see her suffer. He accepts her and they go back to their dream world about bears and squirrels and relieve themselves from the pain of sufferings. The happy ending. The ending of the play is quite dramatic. Until Alison's arrival, everything was so smoothly going on between Jimmy and Helena. The identical setting of the scene where the two men, Cliff and Jimmy, are reading newspaper criticizing having mock fight. Helena like Alison ironing clothes. All this suggests the smooth sailing of life. Alison's being replaced by Helena's life in the Porter apartment seemed quite complete and normal. The tender scene between Helena and Jimmy just before the arrival of Alison shows the compatibility of the two. But the sudden and unexpected return of Alison gives a blow to our anticipation about the ending of the play. On seeing Alison, Helena's conscience gets a severe jolt and the feeling of wrongdoing overwhelms the church-going Helena with her strong middle-class conviction. She likes a drastic step and leaves Jimmy not to reconcile Jimmy and Alison, as she points out, but only out of her moral conscience, though even after her desertion, we are not sure about the reconciliation yet. Helena's departure surely paves the way for the happy ending. Jimmy becomes desperate and accuses Alison of being callous for not sending any flower to Mrs. Tanner's funeral as a mark of respect. The rude and ever-criticizing Jimmy makes a last attempt to retrail Alison, who after Helena's leaving was getting ready to go. Like a weak and feeble man, he complains and says that even a big and strong animal like the bear cannot survive alone. Alison, who in spite of her insistence that she had returned just out of some morbid curiosity, had longed to reconcile with her husband. After a tearful account of her tragic miscarriage, they reconcile the returning of the world of fantasy, imagining themselves as bears and squirrels make the reconciliation complete. The end.